If you fear God, then you love him. You don't care what your employer will do. The thing you fear is your God. The thing you fear is your God. If you fear what your neighbors think, your neighbor's your God. If you fear the IRS, your IRS is your God. If you fear the government is your God. If you fear the preacher is your God. We had a guy the other night in a roundabout way saying he feared me. Idiot, he didn't fear me. He feared the anointing. Me, you don't have to fear. God, the anointing, that's another story. You remember the story of Moses, Miriam, and Aaron, and God was going to kill Miriam? Stop and think about it. Miriam was Moses' oldest sister. She was his older sister. And Moses had done something that he said was wrong. He did wrong. And if Miriam had come to Moses as a sister and said, hey, you know, you're my brother and I love you, but man, you know, you're telling us to do this stuff, but you're doing wrong, man. God wouldn't have gotten mad. God would not have been mad. But what she did is she touched the anointing of God. She didn't come against Moses, her brother. She came against the man of God. And when she came against the man of God, she touched on the anointing, and that God had to take care of. And sometimes people confuse the two. You think what you want about me. It don't matter. But you better be careful what you think about God and his anointing. Amen? Get rid of the fear of man and fear God. And when you fear God, you can be in a restaurant and you can see a little waitress with a headache and you say, what's the matter, honey? Oh, I got this terrible headache. Well, you know, God loves you. Let me have that headache. Be healed in Jesus' name. And when she's healed, you've put forth a witness to her that she'll have to live with. And if she's not healed, you still put forth a witness to her she has to live with. It's so simple. It's so simple. Play me a song. Where was that over in, was that in Ezekiel? That was over in Ezekiel where God went through and killed everybody, wasn't it? Huh? Went over there and killed everybody. And you know who the culprits were that put all the people, that caused God to kill all the people? It was the priests. And he went through and killed all that didn't have the mark. The mark is Jesus' blood. What is the doorpost of the house? What is the doorpost? It's called the thing upright, right? What's that thing called across the top? Lintel. What else is it? The head. Do you have the blood here? Is it there? If it's there, you got all you need. You got everything you need, and it's right there.